When I was around 15, I became a caddy in order to make some extra spending money. At first, I had no particular interest in golf, but I soon fell in love with the game. I found golf to be the most maddening sport I'd ever played. You hit so many mediocre to bad shots, you'll be ready to give up on the game, and then you hit a beautiful drive down the middle of the fairway, or a sizzling iron to the heart of the green, and you think you'll soon be playing at the championship level, which, of course, never happens. As I do with everything I'm passionate about, I did some research, wanting to learn as many tips from the pros as possible. In my reading, I came across a book by Sam Snead which contained a story I've never forgotten, and which illustrates the beauty of what it means to be an instrument in the hands of our Master, the Lord Jesus Christ. In Sam Snead's day, betting on a round of golf was a common practice, even among the pros. Once he had an ordinary golfer, a plump Cuban named Tom Yu, come up to him wanting to bet. Of course, they both knew this man could never beat Snead in a straight match, so he asked for strokes, which would be deducted from his total score at the end. Snead obliged the man and gave him one stroke per hole, or 18 total strokes. But by the end of the round, Snead had beaten him easily and pocketed a nice amount of cash for his trouble. But Tom Yu was determined to try again. Instead of accepting his loss, he told Snead, "Hunting season is on. I beat you yet." Snead gave him a few more strokes than before and still beat him. Snead felt bad about taking advantage of this man who was obviously a far better businessman than a golfer, and he said, "Come on, Tommy, let's quit." But the indomitable Cuban was determined to win a bet from the professional and replied, "No, still hunting season." Snead then played him using only a 3-wood, even for putting. By this point, he was starting to hope the man would beat him, as he didn't need the money and he felt bad for the desperate man. But using only that one club, he was still unbeatable and shot a 78 for 18 holes, far better than the Cuban. When Tom Yu refused to give up, Snead wanted to help the poor guy out and went into the woods and cut off a branch from a maple tree. Using a hatchet and a pocket knife, he carved a crude club head at the fat part of the branch and offered to play Tom Yu using only the branch and a pitching wedge. He had used such homemade golf clubs as a boy when he couldn't afford the real thing. Just to make sure that the stick/club was as pitiful as it looked, Tom Yu tried a few swings with it, and he couldn't even get the ball into the air. Now he was sure he would win. "Game on," he shouted. "Hunting season getting hot now." Sam Snead wrote, "As much as I wanted to lose, that swamp maple worked as well for me as it had when I was a kid. Using it for tee and fairway shots, and chipping and putting with the wedge, I came in with a 76, beating Tom Yu about as badly as ever." Tom Yu had had enough. "Blankety-blank hunting season closed for good," he yelled, and went home to Cuba. Well, I wasn't a follower of Jesus Christ when I read that book, but once I gave my life to Jesus, I realized what a perfect illustration that story is. The tree branch was not the key to Sam Snead's low score. It had no magic in it. Snead did not afterwards take it to a golf club manufacturer and suggest that they duplicate it and start selling it to golfers everywhere. Until it had been cut off, the tree was utterly unfit for service on the golf course. And even after being cut and carved, it was still crude and far from perfect as an instrument to propel a tiny golf ball from tee to green. But somehow, in Snead's hands, that stick worked exceedingly well. The key was the golfer, not the golf club. So it is with all those who would do service for the Master. Until Jesus pulls us from the world and saves us, we're totally unfit for any good thing. And even after we are saved and he starts his work in our lives, we're still pretty rough. We're far from ideal instruments in his hands. Yet somehow that doesn't seem to matter so much. Jesus is such an expert in making use of flawed instruments, he can use people like you and me. Let us offer ourselves to Jesus as living sacrifices. He does not require perfection. He does not insist upon extreme talent. He has always made pretty good use of imperfect instruments.